This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly, chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door.
Use code MIX40 to get $40 off your meal plan.
HostGator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60. Tech for Less, get 5% off with code MMA5OFF.
Quora, get 10% off with your code MMA10.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. With the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 419.
419!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
419! Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by fans, for fans, walking live, tweet serious, and ridiculous. What's happening?
Cheers! To big balls and
I don't know about balls. Anything about that. I hear things.
Giant balls.
I hear things.
Yeah. What kind of things?
Big balls are bad.
Are we talking about elephantitis of the nuts?
Yeah, they roll around in a wheelbarrow, or doing the South Park version where he puts his balls in the microwave and then they fucking inflate about 100 times the size and he's running around like one of those hippie. Fucking toys.
That's what I felt like last week,
sir. Hobbies.
But I'm on the mend. Life is good.
That's what it's all about. So today, here's the story I have for you. My daughter, she's 13 in eighth grade. She comes home from school. She's starting a self-defense class in school. School gives you options of like certain things you can take during gym, and self-defense apparently is one of the things for 3 weeks. So there's a woman teaching the class, and step one, she goes, okay, everybody make a fist. It closes the fist and then puts the thumb incorrectly on the top of the fist like this. Yeah. My daughter goes, yeah, no, that's not right. Makes the fist the right way, so she shows me. I'm like, okay. I'm like, we need to stop right here because I need to know, what are your teacher's credentials? If she doesn't know how to make a fucking fist, what's going on?
It'll break your thumb like that.
Yeah. So when I asked the daughter what her credentials are, she says, oh, she's an angry lesbian. So
that's what you said? Oh, my God.
She's like, I thought it would be good to take class for her. Like, I don't know. What else are they teaching you? Because this is the same thing my oldest daughter had happen. I said, every day you come home from the so-called self-defense class, we need to go over what they taught you, and then we'll learn some new shit.
Unlearn everything they taught you.
Yeah, I said, so go in there and just understand you're going to throw out 99% of what they're teaching you. Mm-hmm. So the next thing they said, okay, so if, say you're going in a parking lot and you're going into your car. I'm like, okay, they're fucking 13. They're not going into their cars. And someone's under the car and they're going to slit your Achilles tendon. Then what are you going to do?
fall down and scream?
What the fuck? What, do I have to be worried about the slasher under the car that's going to slash my Achilles tendon? My brother this. He's like, what the fuck is Chucky running rampant out in the suburbs of Illinois?
Who's going to do this?
Good Lord.
Wow. Like an attacker's going to lay under some random car and wait for somebody.
Right. Like you would soccer kick that motherfucker into tomorrow. And then they're talking about pressure points, and she doesn't even know what a pressure point is. I go, it's like, put your fingers over each other, and you poke them in the eyes. Like, oh, my God, just fucking stop. What, yeah. Just stop. With
she's
all
a angry lesbian, you can just poke her in the pussy.
And then she said something. You could poke her in the pussy, but it's not going to work. She said, too, teacher said, you could elbow someone in the stomach, and they would fall down and be incapacitated for 2 minutes.
2 minutes, wow.
Like, no. Like, I'm going to have her elbow me tomorrow. She knows that, too.
Yeah.
She's like, well, what if I'm making a fist the right way and the teacher says I'm doing it wrong? I said, you tell that teacher, that's the way your dad told you how to make a fist, and if she got a fucking problem, you can call her and talk to her and tell her what the fuck is up.
Yeah.
Like, this is bullshit, because here's the problem, is if this is all the instruction that some of these girls are getting. Could you imagine going in a real world with this kind of nonsense being taught?
No, it would be horrible.
And you can get fucked up. That's what I'm
worried
about.
You'll be breaking your thumb and you have a busted up Achilles.
Right.
And then, wait, what was the defense, the busted up Achilles tendons?
Oh, I don't think they got to that yet. I think we're going to learn that tomorrow. Okay. So this is like an ongoing saga. Right. So we had to work out a like, let's do some rear naked choke and some rear naked choke defense. I said, the only time I'm poking someone in the eye is the fucking, you know, tuck your chin, fucking, reach back, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, we got that going on. I don't know how they could teach self-defense when you don't have a legitimate instructor. That's a problem I have.
Sounds, is this teacher only doing this, or is she doing
No, I think this is, you know, you have teachers at school, and they always try to get them to do other things, so... I don't know if it's just a gym teacher.
It's like, yeah, says, Phyllis, you're going to be teaching self-defense.
Yeah, let's look on the internet. Oh, let's teach them pressure points, because those are super effective, right?
Mm, yeah, I've seen that work about zero times.
Maybe like, oh my minus God. One. The amount of unfucking I need to do. That's funny. I mean, the only good thing that comes out of this is that it's both my daughters are interested in the self-defense, and we'll get to dial it in a little bit more, so... I just don't want her brainwashed into bullshit. So you have to establish that early. Like, this is nonsense, so.
Sounds like total
fuck, man.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I just don't know how you would let someone teach children or girls. I don't know if there's boys in class. I'm assuming this is just for girls, but man. Hmm. I wouldn't even feel qualified to go in there with all the knowledge I have to teach a class, but fuck, man.
You could figure it out.
Yeah, I would teach
they
you
could at least make the proper
you
fist.
You can make a fist. I teach you how to kick someone in the groin.
P-101.
9, yeah. 10, 11, 12 times.
That's right.
Very effective.
Shots to the balls.
Yeah.
Very neutralizing.
There's no tapping in my world.
No. Okay. All right. All right. Good story. I like
so
it.
So anyways, we move right on. UFC 235s. What do you think the buy rate was? Because I heard it was pretty popular. I think it set records for, I think it won the time slot for the prelims. But again, you're on ESPN, so.
I'm going to say it's over a million.
That high?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm going to say around 1.1 million.
You might be right. I was going to go 550.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think John Jones is still a draw.
Well, you got to look at what's the competition right now.
Nothing.
Right? Everyone's been hungry, and we haven't had a good card since the last time John fought, right?
No, and this was a pretty solid card. You got Robbie Lawler on the card. Ben Askren's in there. In the
Yeah, another title
fight. Tyron Woodley.
Oh, Cody Garbrandt was on the main card.
Yeah, he didn't fare so well.
And two women.
You know what's interesting about Cody? Mm. He's had three knockouts like in a row, and they're all very similar.
Yeah, I think he said it too. Part of the problem is he goes into autopilot mode, and what he does, the left hand is down at his waist. And then he keeps getting knocked out with fucking right hands. Because he just starts swinging, but when he's swinging, his left hand is fucking almost
like Chuck Liddell
at his waist, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't be winging it.
No.
It's bad. And then what else do we have? We're going to talk prelims. Johnny Walker, fucking that flying knee. And
yes.
Devastating. And then what
happens? Dislocates his shoulder.
In the celebration afterwards.
Doing the little... Like flying, falling.
I don't know. Salute.
Yeah.
So that guy should come back. And then you had Diego Sanchez getting a win over Mickey Gall coming back. So that's good to see.
How was that? I did not see that fight. Was that a spotter knocker?
Well, Gall came out hard and heavy. And Diego just weathered the storm. And in a post-fight interview, Diego said that was his game plan, just to let this guy come out, tire himself out. He's like, I'm just going to take it. And then the second round, he just took him down and just beat the fuck out of him, ground and pound style.
Wow.
And then got the stoppage win.
That's his usual approach, though, isn't it?
Yeah. But and against a younger fighter, that was a great... I think Gall was 5-1 coming in this fight. Like, fuck, great strategy, man.
Mm-hmm. Let him burn himself out.
Yeah, let's start. Let's go to the main event, then. John Jones versus Anthony Smith. What to say about this?
Well, I don't know. There was some controversy, yeah?
Yeah. We'll start there. I think round... I don't remember if it was round three or four, but earlier in the fight, John threw a kick when Smith was grounded.
Yes.
And he said he was trying to go to the chest or whatever. And we saw... I've seen, you know, Anderson Silva did a knee to Chael Sonnen when he was down, remember? Looked like it was going right for his face. He claimed it was to sternum. But.
I don't know about all that, yeah.
John, and this is fucked up because this is Nevada. So the guy's got two hands down, but no knee down. And that makes you grounded in Nevada.
Oh, good point, yeah.
If that was California, that knee is legal.
Aha.
But in Nevada, it is not legal. So Herb Dean stops the action, takes 2 points off. 2 points. And Big John commented, he said, the 2 points. He said there was a 2-point deduction based upon the foul being intentional. And in Herb Dean's opinion, there was damage inflicted by the knee. Under the unified rules of MMA, if you have an intentional foul with damage, you must take at minimum 2 points.
Okay.
And I've never seen 2 points taken.
First time that's happened.
And then Bob Bennett from the NSAC, he came on afterwards. This guy, I think he was drunk. He was fucking high. He was talking all sorts of crazy shit. But in this instance, he's talking about, yeah, Herb Dean thought it was intentional because he was doing some questionable shit earlier, and then this one landed. So that's why he took the two. Like, I don't know.
Still won the fight, though.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Smith did not show up to fight that
Didn't do anything.
He looked like he came out to survive. And after the fight, he just said, man, I just couldn't get it going. It was kind of the same thing with Tyron Woodley.
Yeah,
we'll talk about him.
Yeah.
But John was saying he didn't feel nervous during his warm-ups. He was kind of worried about it. Usually he would get the nerves, but he didn't get them this time.
Oh, interesting.
So he's not sure if it was the opponent or if it's just he's been in so many fights.
Could be.
And just fought, what, 8 weeks ago?
Yeah.
You know?
He's in good shape.
Yeah.
If he's just feeling good about himself.
And what was the other thing he said? He compared his fifth round to Randy Couture because he said his endurance let him down in the fifth round. So he was just like wall and stall, similar to Randy Couture.
Ah, okay.
And he didn't like to do that, but hey.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Can we talk about Tyron Woodley?
Well, I want to give you some stats. MMA Junkie posted this John Jones stats. He says he's got 18 UFC wins. It's the most in the light heavyweight history. He's got 12 wins in UFC title fights, tied for second most in UFC history. 16.
Who has more, Anderson Silva? Mighty Mouse?
Probably Mighty Mouse would be my guess.
Mighty Mouse, yeah.
16 consecutive fights without a loss, tied for most in UFC history. 1,300 significant strikes landed, most in UFC light heavyweight history, and 95% takedown defense, highest in UFC history.
Whoa, that's extremely high.
That's
okay.
Ridiculous. I think Gustafson and Cormier are only guys who got takedowns on him.
Yeah. That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. And the only other weird thing in this fight, during one of the corner, in Smith's corner, they said, you know, you got to wax on and wax off. Like, what the fuck? Like, wax off? Like, what is going on? I don't understand.
Mr. Miyagi style. Hey, man, wax on, wax off. You got to defend that shit.
I guess, but man, what an uncompetitive fight, huh?
Yes, very so. You know, there was a couple of those on this card.
Well, what do you do? I don't even know what to do next for John because they're trying to say, like, Thiago Santos. And
There's only one thing that makes sense.
What?
Move up to heavyweight.
Well, I think he's hesitant because he's afraid.
Yeah?
The healthy fear, yeah, because you're obviously fighting beasts. And
Cormier, let's go after that belt. You want to talk shit?
Go. that guy might take his life if he beats him again.
At heavyweight, I think it's a different story. I think it could be a lot more competitive at heavyweight.
Well, that's why I think John is even more hesitant. If he wants to fight Cormier, it's at 205.
Of course,
I'm not gonna go.
Of course,
give him that much of an advantage. He's gonna cut the 50 pounds to come down to light heavyweight.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Fight the man where he's at. He's the heavyweight champ. You want to be the champ? Go fight him up there. See what happens.
Nah. I'm not going to give him that much. You can come down. Mm. So, you're going to talk about this Tyron Woodley, Kamaru Usman fight?
Let me just start by saying this.
What?
Woodley, it bothers me when fighters say shit like, you know, I lost tonight, but I'm the better fighter. It's like...
I'm the greatest of all time.
You lost every round, and you fucking think you're the better fighter. I'm not really sure the mentality. I mean, I get it. You're very confident, but what kind of brainwashing has to happen for you to believe this kind of shit?
He
got
his
ass kicked, is what
he
happened.
He got handled for 5 rounds,
yes.
And I loved every minute of it.
Yes.
How about all the shitty stand-ups during this fight? I think there were 5 or 6 bullshit stand-ups where Usman's doing work, and I'm literally just sitting there going, in 2 seconds, we're going to get a shitty stand-up. 1, 2, Mark Goddard on point. stands him up, and, yeah. and John Anik even called him out on all this inconsistency, and then later apologized for it because they were having some kind of tweet war back and forth. Man, when I looked at this fight, Woodley looked broken after round three. I thought he was going to cry because he knew, I've got no fucking answer. Nope. And I want to say between rounds four and five that I thought Duke Rufus was saying to Woodley, I'm going to stop this fight. I think I think he should have, because when they looked at the stats, Anik put this out. He said Usman landed 192 body strikes versus Woodley. That's a new single fight UFC record. And they weren't just like pitter-patter. He was fucking digging the body. I was like, oh, those are beautiful. And then he also said Usman landed 336 strikes to 60, a differential of 276, the largest in UFC title fight history.
This is like Cain Velasquez Jr. Dos Santos territory. I don't know if Woodley's ever going to be the same after this.
Well, no, I don't know. I think he's 36, but he had no answer, nothing. He did not show up. He said he just couldn't get off. It was like the same thing that happened to Smith was the same thing that happened to Woodley.
Well, and the one thing, you know, I don't like about this whole thing, and I know we don't like Woodley around here, but it's the same shit he did to Damian Maia, shut his game down, and Maia wasn't all like complaining about it. You know, it just kind of, it seems to me like, hey man, you lost five rounds fair and square. There's no reason.
Soundly.
There's no reason to run it back again for any reason.
No, he kept saying, no, man, I've been defending my title X amount of times. Doesn't matter. Get the immediate rematch. We should run it back. Like, no, you should not run it back. What the fuck is going to change? The only time we should run things back is if there's controversy. Controversy. That's the only reason for a run.
What's he going to do, win one round instead of five?
But he had nothing to offer. No. So what changes? No, you got to earn that shit again. You're out. And I can tell you what.
He's never getting back there again.
Dana White has no love for that man. He does not like Woodley. He does not like Askren. So there's no fucking way Woodley's going to get an immediate rematch. There's no way.
Yeah, no chance. Should we talk about the Robbie Lawler-Ben Askren fight?
Yeah, the last thing I wanted to say is, how the fuck does Kamaru Usman get the nickname Nigerian Nightmare?
Don't know.
That was Christian Okoye back in the day.
Oh.
Kansas City Chiefs running back. Used to just fucking flatten people.
Different sport, though.
Don't you trademark your name?
No, you could not trademark that.
Oh, you can trademark anything.
I don't think he did.
I mean, no, it's trademarked. Cha-ching! Yeah.
He's from Nigeria, so like maybe
he
forgot to trademark his shit.
I don't know. I think it's...
Maybe they're not selfish like Americans.
All right, Robbie Lawler and Ben Askren. So, I just got to say, So Ben
Askren comes in. That is a fight we should run back for sure.
Yeah, Ben Askren comes in, goes for a takedown. Robbie Lawler, having nothing of it, picks him up, fucking body slams him. And then I count three times Ben Askren got knocked out. Three times
they should have stopped that
in the flurries. It's like, you see him go limp. Oh, and then he gets hit again, and he's back. Herb Dean's doing that. Should I stop it? Should I not? And knocked out again. Oh, I'm back in. Oh, knocked out again. Oh, I'm back in. Like, he just got fucking lit up. He's like, he got run over by a goddamn train.
Yep.
Robbie Lawler won the fight right then and there. And then later, fucking somehow, Askren gets him in a stupid headlock. And what happens? You see, like, an arm go limp.
It's a lot of weirdness. You know, there's a lot of pictures. It looked like Robbie gave the thumbs up. It looked like he might have gone limp for a second. I don't really know. Like, Herb was like, hey, are you okay? There was no answer, but he's on the other side. Robbie didn't hear him, supposedly. He didn't see the thumbs up. He saw the limp thing. So, I don't know. It's one of those situations where you just got to do it again. I think there's really no... There's no other way. But Ben wants no part of that because he knows
he stole one.
He did.
And here's the thing. I think it was a fucked up decision.
Yep.
Fight should not have been stopped. And why can't we use instant replay? Or why can't we just, when Herb sees that he lets go of the lock, Robbie should have fallen dead like Lyoto Machida.
Didn't.
Does not. He's like, what the fuck? Why did you stop the fight? So why can't we restart it right then and there? I don't give a fuck if you put him back in the headlock. Restart the fight.
Yeah.
The wrong call was made. You can fix it.
Yeah.
But we don't.
No.
And then this jagoff, Bob Bennett from the NSAC, is talking about He's in the post-fight press conference. He says, Robbie said, what the fuck, man? I was good, or something to that effect. Said he didn't need instant replay. Said Herb didn't request it. And then he was talking about something about being choked out, like how he'd been choked out. Like, God damn it, I've choked out three people in my life. They don't come back in 5 seconds, okay?
No, it takes a little
bit. It's minute or minutes, depending upon how good the choke. Like, if you turn someone blue, that's 2 minutes. I'm just saying. People don't come back from being passed the fuck out in 5 seconds. No. It just doesn't happen.
It's not like a KO where you get knocked out and knocked back into
like Robbie
consciousness.
Did to Ben.
It doesn't happen like that. You're out, and then you're back in a little while later. There's, like, time that's missing.
Right.
10, GSP 15 tired. Seconds at least. You know, there's going to be a minute where sometimes guys have the floppy legs where, like, whoa, they're waking back up.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was out, he's out, but he wasn't out.
No, he should have fell 100% to the ground, may have shit himself.
Yeah.
None of that happened.
I get that Herb Dean was trying to protect the fighter, but I also wonder, like, you know, how long do you... The choke wasn't on that long. It's not like he's going to kill him.
I think we're in the matter of 7 seconds.
Yeah, it's not that long.
When it's put on to when it gets stopped.
Yeah.
It's hard to say because there's a lot of slow motion sequences that I can't quite get a timestamp.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to redo this fight or no?
Well, I think they will because Dana White wants it to happen, and he doesn't like Ben Askren.
No.
So it's going to be you either do this rematch or you're never going to fight in the UFC again, period.
We'll lock you in contract and you'll just not fight.
Yeah.
Hopefully he has a clause in there that says he must fight. Otherwise, he's fucked.
Could be. And Robbie was so cool. He just said, you know, shit happens in life. You know, people make mistakes. Not one to whine about shit, so he's hoping for an immediate rematch. And this is the case that you make for the immediate rematch, right? Controversy.
Yes.
Clearly the wrong decision. Clearly
yes,
wrong.
It was not... No one knows what would have happened had they let it go.
No, and the question is he going to blow out his arms trying to get the squeeze?
Maybe.
Like, we were just getting the point of, like... Oh, Robbie's winning. Oh, now Ben's coming back. We're gonna get this back and forth war, and then it's fucking robbed. I think you gotta let people not die, but let them turn blue in the face, man. Like, let's push the limits of what the human body can accept.
Okay.
Like, why are we stopping it early?
So basically, if he's not unconscious with a BBC in his ass,
fuck, man,
don't stop the fight.
I just hate it. Like, who wants? Nobody wants to win like that, right?
Well, Ben Askren does apparently.
Yeah, and run away. No, immediate
like,
rematch.
I'm
I like Robbie too much. Yeah, I can't do this.
I can't do it again.
I can't do it.
It's not my fault. I clearly won. I'm ready to fight someone new.
Yeah. All right, fight. You can fight Tyron Woodley next then. They'll never do that.
That would not go well.
So here's your choice. You either fight Robbie Lawler or Tyron Woodley.
Ooh.
Those are your two choices, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you want?
I wouldn't mind seeing him fight a Diaz.
Which one?
Either one.
I don't think those guys will fight ever again.
No?
Yeah, they're all fucking weird, right?
I don't know. All right, should we get out of this event?
Not yet.
There's
there were some titties in the crowd.
Oh.
I'd missed that initially. Pete saw that.
Wow.
Our buddy Pete, we're watching the fight.
Who is this guy?
I know Colby Covington. Oh,
okay.
He'll show up later in the show.
Really? That's a lot of titties in that picture.
Yeah. That's well worth the admission price.
They look fake, though. So sad.
Yeah, they are.
And then I get fake titties. Not cool.
Well, maybe.
I mean,
they're good for looks, but not for touching.
No, not for touching. I like my titties to be soft.
Yes.
Not firm.
Right.
Hard, I should say.
Like a water balloon.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. Maybe perfect. Just maybe a water balloon filled with cornstarch.
No, that's too hard.
No. You ever squeeze cornstarch?
No.
Mix some cornstarch and water, and you squeeze it.
I'm going to make balloons. I'm going to be like whacking off like, oh, yeah.
That's good. This is the shit, man.
Good call, man.
Hey.
Good call.
All our Hawaiian friends.
Aloha.
Sure. I'm just going to start signaling whatever.
I'm not sure what's happening.
The gangs. Did you see the fighter pay for 235?
No.
John Jones, Tyron Woodley, $500,000.
Wow.
Usman and Smith, $350,000. Askren, $350,000.
He made $350,000?
Yeah, I think he had a $200,000 to show, $150,000 to win.
Wow.
Lawler, $200,000. Garbrandt, $130,000. Sick.
These salaries are up there, man. Holy shit.
I forgot what the payroll was for the whole thing, but holy fuck,
it's like $5 million.
Yeah, and then John cut a pay-per-view too, and Smith. The crazy thing is, think about Smith got $350,000. I'd like to see. I would venture to say his last fight, he had to be like $60,000, if that. Crazy. Good for them. Mm-hmm. Pay them good, but not a lot.
Not Diaz money.
No, because then they can just walk away, or Conor McGregor money. Nobody's getting that. So, what else you got for news?
All right, well, let's talk about the thing that's really disturbing to me. Mirko Krokop suffers.
What's that, Matt Hughes? Apology?
No.
Oh.
Mirko Krokop suffers stroke, announces retirement. Sad story.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't know. It happened last Friday, and
those things can be fatal, Luke Perry.
Yes, they can. Yeah, well, that happened too. There's been some deaths, man. The guy from Prodigy died yesterday.
Yeah, King Kong Bundy. He's a WWE or WWF wrestler back then.
And then Luke Perry from 90210.
Yeah.
But Mirko Krokop, I'm concerned for his health. I mean, it sounds like...
He will never fight again.
He's not going to fight again, and I wonder if this is related to, you know, recent...
What?
He's looked quite healthy.
All the Jews?
Yeah.
Never!
I think it's related. Is it possible it's related to that?
It could be. There is, your blood gets thick when you're on the shit and you gotta donate. And if you don't donate and your blood gets too thick, you're at risk for a stroke. So there is potential.
So it could be that.
Could be. Hmm. That's weird. He's, 40 something?
42, I think.
Something. 41? He's in his 40s.
Yeah. So sad.
Yeah.
What you got? I got more.
You see, Joe Rogan was podcasting. He was talking about the Conor McGregor versus Cowboy Cerrone fight, saying that the roadblock to that fight is the UFC wants that fight to be a co-main event.
Okay.
Why the fuck would you have McGregor and Cowboy the co-main event?
I wonder if it's related.
Riddle me this.
Dollars. Where the main event makes more money.
But you're telling me Cowboy doesn't deserve that money? Connor doesn't deserve that money?
Well, I'm wondering who's going to be bigger. John Jones, Daniel Cormier.
Nobody. Nobody is bigger than Conor McGregor.
Here's a card that will trump UFC 100. John Jones, Daniel Cormier.
Okay.
McGregor versus Cowboy Cerrone. And then you can do like another title fight. What? Let me think. Like Colby Covington, maybe, or we can do.
Well, you could do Max Holloway versus Nurmagomedov.
That would be solid. Ooh,
because
now we're talking.
Holloway is talking crazy shit because he's fighting for that interim against Poirier, and he said if he wins that fight, he's coming for Nurmagomedov.
Okay, so that would trump UFC 100.
Yeah, it would, but I still think Conor McGregor should headline it, and it should be a fucking 3-round fight. I don't think Conor should be in any 5-round fights
you can't
ever.
Do that.
I don't even care if it's a fucking title fight that McGregor's in. You know what? Two rounds. Two rounds. They go special rules. It's the UFC. We do whatever the fuck we want. Conor is no longer fighting 5 rounds, not even 4, 3, just 2 rounds.
2.5.
Two 3-minute rounds.
No, he's fine until 2.5.
Two-and-a-half-minute rounds or two?
No, two-and-a-half rounds.
Two-and-a-half rounds.
Yeah.
Fine. And we're going to reduce them to 3-minute rounds then.
Okay. Well, then you can do 3. Maybe even 4 rounds.
3 3-minute rounds. What are we doing?
4 3-minute rounds.
Now you're getting crazy. I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
5 3-minute rounds.
Conor McGregor, no more five rounds. Fuck that.
Okay.
But he has to be the main event. He's the biggest star the UFC has, so why are we playing this pushback bullshit?
I think it has to do with finances. It's got to be that.
But who doesn't want to get paid? Like, if Conor is putting the asses in the seats, you're saying he's already been paid too much money?
Probably.
He has, but he's still willing to fight, and they should be thankful that he's still willing to fight at this point,
maybe,
right?
Maybe. I don't know.
It just bugs me because Cowboy deserves the money, right?
He does.
So why fuck him? That's how I see this. I see this as a fuck you to Cowboy. Like you're not worth it, is what they're saying.
I see that, sure.
So that's all I say.
Okay. Let's switch gears for a second. Former UFC champion Vitor Belfort signs with one championship. Pretty solid announcement there. How do you feel about that?
I like it. And then apparently he had called out Roy Jones Jr., who is, I think, 50 years old now. And Belfort is 41. So Roy Jones has accepted that call out. And he said he only needs 6 weeks to get ready. And Belfort, what he called him out, it was for a boxing match, but he wants dirty boxing allowed. Ooh. So, one, do you let that fight happen? A 50-year-old Roy Jones Jr. versus a 41-year-old Vitor Belfort boxing. Do we let this fight happen? Seeing what happened with, remember, Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz, almost similar ages.
Well, I think Roy Jones can probably light him up if it's boxing only. It will be a one-sided destruction. It's a whole different thing.
Well,
it's not the same.
The dirty boxing helps because I see a lot of...
Does that mean elbows or what?
No, just you could fucking single collar tie. Because this is what happens in bare knuckle boxing. The people that were successful were getting a single collar tie and then fucking just ringing up. Because there's going to be no break then.
Okay. Oh, maybe.
And then Belfort might... Oh, just slip an elbow. Oops. He's like, oh,
Mike the Mike
shit.
Tyson. Here's my hook. The elbow followed by the
gotcha. Yeah. So, I would still pick Roy.
For sure.
And 99% of the time, I think he wins that. So.
Twice on Sunday?
Yep. Let's see. Anything else here? I got a new thing. We'll call it CTE or stupidity. I'm going to show you either a video or an audio clip.
Okay.
And then you get to pick. What are we looking at here?
All right.
So first, let me click this.
I'm excited. My balls are tingling right now.
I'm going to have to fast forward a little bit because apparently Colby Covington confronted Dana White.
Oh, I've heard about this, but I did not see it.
At the Palms while Dana was gambling. So he's kind of walking through the casino. I don't know if I need to fast forward a little bit.
I don't think Dana would be happy about this at all. Doesn't he gamble like millions?
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing? I just want an explanation why I'm not fighting for the belt this weekend.
Stop filming.
Come on, bro.
Stop filming.
I want an explanation, man.
Gambling. You too.
Yeah, do real gambling,
huh? All right.
So, and then he got into a scuffle later in the Palms with Usman and his manager, Ali.
Mm-hmm.
But... is this CTE or is this just stupidity?
Stupidity.
Okay. I agree with that. 100%.
Not
that
a good plan. Don't fuck with the CEO when he's off the clock.
No,
it's not a good plan.
You're already in a fucking doghouse, right?
No, not a good plan.
I got one more for you.
I like it, Dan. It's like, I'm fucking gambling over here. Leave me alone.
Got a little Diego Sanchez. Let me go back to the beginning.
I go and I learn from the master superhuman Iceman Wim Hof. I'm doing stuff that no one else does because people say, oh, Diego, you're so weird. You're such a weirdo. You're bipolar. You're crazy. You have CTE. You have all this. Like, no, I'm outside the box.
I thrive
outside the box. That's where the creative genius lies in Diego Sanchez. And this year, I got back to that. And that's why you're seeing the success. Back to the guy on The Ultimate Fighter, absorbing energy from the storm outside in the lightning storm. Yeah, that sounds like a freaking schizo nuts type of thing.
What
but it's
fuck?
Real for me. And I live in a completely different dimension. Call me psycho.
Okay.
Is that CTE or stupidity?
I think it might be a little bit of both.
He's got the cowboy. I can take that two-piece there to go.
It's both. Exactly.
Fucking shit, man.
It's a little bit of both, man. That's crazy. You know what, though? He sounds more, almost more like...
He's embracing the grind,
I don't know. Like, it's... I don't know what I don't know what he's more of, but I like it.
He's more open to. He knows what people are saying. They're saying things, and I hear these like, things.
He's embracing his craziness.
Yeah. What else you got going
here? Let me see. Well, I'll show you this quick video. So here's a flying kick KO that happened over the weekend. I don't know the organization, but you'll appreciate this. Oh no! Here it goes. of those. Bam.
Leg kick.
Uh-huh, leg kick. Why is it so slow?
Because someone's breaking it down.
Oh, I didn't see the short version. But anyways, yeah, the leg kick, then the checked leg kick, but then, oh, somebody was not aware that there was going to be another kick delivered, and bam.
The game
on! Did you see this?
Yeah, no.
Oh, good night.
Ooh.
Just a quick, it's like a switch kick. Boom.
Yeah, that guy knew what he was throwing. Which, yeah, you check my kick, but ha-da-da.
Yeah, it's kind of like what you were saying earlier. Always keep your hands up, yes?
Yeah.
So he checked the kick, but then he forgot to keep his right hand up, and it went right on the chin.
Oh, that was brutal, too. The way he went down, the head bouncing.
Yep. That's a courtesy,
never good.
Courtesy of Instagram. I'll send you that.
Sweet. I've got a couple tweet of the weeks. So I'm not sure what to make of this one. Let's see if we pull this up here.
Does it involve ass and titties is my question.
Yes and yes. Why wouldn't it? You know me too well.
That's what I like to hear.
So this is the Crazian. Crazian. So this is mom's beef jerky. So she's doing a little lift. I'm confused right after she takes the bag. What should I be looking at? Like her beef jerky or mom's beef jerky?
I like both.
I just thought it was curious. Oh. Yeah, it's kind of a commercial, but notice where the beef jerky is positioned. And what do I see? What do we finish on?
Oh, a little bit of camel toe.
Right. So that's confusing.
I like, it's not confusing.
It's confusing.
It's pretty clear, Matt. It's
confusing. She knew what she was doing.
It's camel toe.
Just snatching something.
Probably sweaty camel toe.
And then how about this grandma?
Juicy. Camel toe.
I'm assuming this is Brazil's, but I'm not quite sure. But you see this grandma fucking choking fools out? Mm-mm. I gotta see if I can blow this up a little.
What is happening? These two.
Hang on.
These three dudes are fighting.
Grandma runs up, fucking grabs this lady, and 3, 2, 1, rendered senseless.
Wow, that was quick, so man. What happened? How'd she do that?
Well, she just locks up her rear naked choke.
The lady wasn't doing anything.
She just sneaks up behind her.
No defense either.
Well, she went with what? The gable grip kind of.
Yeah.
Where she didn't.
Brazilian, huh?
I don't know. Some people were saying Russia, former KGB.
Even Brazilian, the grandmas know how to choke people out?
Yeah. That's fucked up. That's a sneaky choke.
I like that. You like that one?
Sneak up on someone. I used to do that in college to all my roommates.
Okay.
When you learn jiu-jitsu in 94. Like, you just earned yourself a chokehold.
Yep.
You run up to him.
Enjoy that one.
Give him a rear naked.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I got nothing.
All right. Well, let's stick to, I don't know, there's something about Paige VanZant of late.
You've got a fetish going on here.
There's something about those. So I can admire those from afar.
But those are fake, you know.
I know, but tell me that doesn't look neato.
It kind of looks, you know, but they're fake. I don't like the fake. It's just,
I don't either, but those are done well.
It's a well-done fake job. It's pretty good. But they're also in something, so I'd have to see them without clothes to make a judgment.
Fair enough. Paige.
Can you find us that picture?
I don't know. Is there another fappening? Do we have leaks anymore?
A fappening. Remember that? That was good.
Is that they're still out there.
Are they?
Misha Tate. Wink, wink.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do not know Misha.
She's out there.
Oh, really?
Those are still out there. It's like that Jennifer Lawrence ones.
Oh, those were hot. I didn't mind those.
Ronda Rousey was out there, too.
Eh, not so interested in that one, but okay.
Do some ass nuts.
All right.
So, Ara Hawani tweeted this out. He says, thinking about it more, Anthony Smith electing to not take the DQ was one of the most honorable things I've ever seen in this sport. Not sure how many in his spot would have done that, considering the money at stake. And it didn't even seem like he thought twice either. Special guy. What do you think about that?
This is a big jerk fest. What a great guy.
Like, well, he's a man. He's not a bitch.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to win on a DQ?
Yep.
Matt Hamill.
Well, Ben Askren.
That wasn't his choice. He couldn't hear what the fuck was going on.
Oh, jeez, horrible.
What do they call him? The silencer?
The silencer.
Yeah, that's your name, not mine.
They.
That was a long time ago. I would never call that. that guy. It's not fun to make fun of people. Matt Hughes. Country boy.
Can't survive.
Something like that. No, he came out with an apology this week.
Oh, good for him.
Said everything that came out was total bullshit. But whoever wrote it obviously wasn't Matt Hughes because it's written like an attorney.
Ah. So, good for him.
I don't want to talk about that guy anymore. Fuck him. Donald J. Turner asks, he says, it's Tuesday, and according to UFC.com, Tyrone is still champ.
Hmm.
How lame is that?
Pretty lame.
Well, I'd say the UFC.com website is a hot piece of trash, right?
Sucks.
Worst thing ever. So it's not. I don't think that's surprising, right?
Nope. Not surprising.
Which had more action, Jones versus Smith or Usman versus Covington? That was that scuffle in the buffet line.
Probably the buffet
the
line.
Probably the I think so. Line. Yeah. I remember, like, grandma's getting involved in that one, too.
People throwing shoes.
Could be. Yeah. Uh-huh. Finish this sentence. Ben Askren has all the muscle tone of a blank.
Dad bod.
It's even worse than that. You know what's crazy? When I was watching, you know, you had two women fighting on the main card, and then Ben Askren comes on. I thought Ben Askren looked more womanly than the women fighting on the card did.
Why do you think his body looks so weird?
Because I don't think he lifts weights. He, like, his body doesn't look like he lifts weights, but he could have fucking mad retard strength, right? Just fucking, I saw him smashing two watermelons with a squeeze.
Really?
He just, ga-ga-ga-ga! With that, whatever grip he likes, probably one like this.
Wow. Okay.
Aggressive!
Getting crazy now. That's going to be the caption of the show picture. And be like,
smashing them together.
Me smiling at you and you smashing.
How Ben Askren likes to train. Smash two cocks together all day.
Wow.
Come on, guys. Got to work out.
I like it.
Just say it. Jared Christensen asks, he says, next to Roy Nelson, does Ben Askren have the worst physique in MMA?
He might. Those two should go out for cheeseburgers.
Oh, fuck, man. That is horrible. I don't like looking at it.
I know.
I find it disgusting. And the guy, I don't like his chin. He needs a chin reduction.
A chin reduction?
Have you ever seen the guy's profile of his chin? It's disgusting. Fuck you, Ben Askren. Fix your chin.
Wow.
And get into a fucking sauna or do some
no
cardio.
Love from Matt over here.
I don't like Ben Askren.
Zero.
Follow up from Jaron. If I place a bet on the -900 underdog Smith to win versus Jones and he took the DQ, would the house owe me that money? I believe so.
Yeah, I think
because
so.
Because it's still a win.
Yep.
As long as it's ruled a win and not a no contest.
Yes.
And speaking of the upset, I thought I said something. One of those fights is going to have an upset. Couldn't remember which one.
You did say.
I didn't pick one. I said there's going to be an upset.
Yeah, but they both did.
And sort of. Usman with the big upset.
Yeah.
Jared Christensen, I would argue that Herb Dean actually did a good job reffing the Askren versus Lawler fight by not calling it after the ground and pound and letting Askren fight through. What do you think of Askren's chin? I just said I don't like his fucking chin. Fuck that guy. And who should his next opponent be?
Ben Askren?
Robbie Lawler.
I still like Diaz brothers.
Class, 170?
Yeah.
I would love to see a Diaz fight him.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rodrigo Machado would close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Roll. Pound sign Matt Rave Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy.
I'm ready.
Well, what do you think of the scenario of things, which I would do if I, Rodrigo, were owner of the UFC? I would take away any division below 155 because fuck them. They don't draw. I agree. I would hire both of you guys as assistant VPs of important matters. You guys
I love it.
wouldn't have to do shit, and I would pay both of you $2 million a month.
A month, that's a lot of money.
Okay, I'm going to get into too much
You're the worst CEO already.
I love you.
The UFC.
You're the best.
$2 million a month for whatever. That's $24 million a year to do
that's
nothing.
That's a lot.
I don't think I could spend that much money.
Oh, I think we could Brewster millions that shit.
You think so?
Mm.
Okay. I would just squirrel it all away for a rainy day.
Sure. mattresses your whole house built out of $100 bills.
Yeah, that's right.
I hope it doesn't burn down. I would make CM Punk your guy's personal bitch to do whatever you guys want to him.
Sounds kinky.
Hey, now.
Like,
oh, no, it's got to be this way. This way is more aggressive than this way. You can get more firepower. Fucking
what are
ramming
you talking
him.
About? I don't know. So crazy.
Cocks on the wall. I would bring back Pride Rules.
I like this.
I would get rid of all the skinny ring card girls and hire smoking hot, thick women. Porn stars, probably, to be the ring card girls.
Okay.
I approve.
With some juicy asses?
Mm, of course. Okay, perfect. Preferably Brazilian, because those are juicier.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would create a service that if you guess above 70% on a VIP access, the ring girls would go to your house and give you a thank you in the name of the UFC.
Okay.
I mean, I would implement your guy's dial-a-sub where you could call a fighter
yes.
and send him to submit someone and give the fighter money in the process.
So perfect.
I like it.
Who would you send?
Who?
Yeah.
I kind of like to send Brock Lesnar to someone's house and
fuck
him up,
yeah.
place of business. I want the biggest motherfucker in the world. Just like, oh my God, like what is happening? Whatever he wants to happen is what's happening.
Okay. I would send Daniel Cormier because he would do it with a smile and then he would launch people across the fucking room.
Fucking send that guy through that plate glass window. Thank
That'd
you.
Be great. Remember him and Dan Henderson? I still laugh about that. So
maybe I could just like Brock could carry me around and then like on his shoulders and then I would just order shit like Corbin, throw that guy through that fucking window.
Yeah.
Anthony Rumble Johnson, knock that fucking guy out for me.
Yes.
Let's see. And then I would get rid of Reebok and go back to sponsors. And then finally I would get rid of USADA. This is follow ups on the rest of the stuff you
okay.
would do as the owner of the UFC. Love it. Love it all.
You got lots of paragraphs. This is more Rodrigo Machado.
Yes. Two. Second question. I want you guys to imagine this scenario. You guys become UFC fighters. Matt, you become the heavyweight, light heavyweight, middleweight, and welterweight champion. Ingo, you become the lightweight, featherweight, bantamweight, and flyweight champion. Don't worry. You guys don't have to make weight for any of the divisions because, like I said above, I will probably be owner of the UFC. That being said, which of the feats of winning four different championships in four different weight classes would be considered more incredible, Matt's or Ingo's?
Wait, are you the heavyweight champ?
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
You did for sure.
That, of course. I'm only going to defend that twice and then I'm going to get killed. Or three times.
But wait, you'd be the champ of all the divisions but never have to make the weight?
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
I would do all the steroids because there's no USADA.
You'd be like 270.
You can't even take me down. I'm just fucking solid rock, man. And now it's a different question. He says, I'm looking to spread my music repertoire. So I'd like to know from you guys some artists or bands that you guys recommend. I have a very open taste on music, so... Let me know from the nuts what you guys like to listen to or have been listening to lately.
Ooh. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I don't listen to anything current. That's my problem.
I
so
do.
I like Rage Against the Machine. What else was I listening to recently? Or something else in there? Kind of like my mix is mostly I go on a rage or.
On a rage?
Yeah. What the fuck was the other one I was listening to? I don't know.
I don't know what you like, man, but let me just give you some shit. I like Hozier. I like, there's a band called Wild Child, which is like a more female-driven band that I've been checking out for a while. If you want to see something interesting, Welshly Arms, I like that band. You probably like them.
Mm.
It's more like a bluesy, rock and rolly kind of band. And then Rag and Bone Man. Got like a fucking, like a little hip-hop thing going on. It's good stuff. James Bay, I like. I don't know. There's a whole long list. You gotta be more specific, cause you know I don't know what kind of music you like. Maybe you like to listen to like show tunes. I don't know shit about that. You know. So.
Yeah, I listen to 80s too. I'm so stuck in the past music wise. I don't like. You know what I was listening to? Little Ram Jam, Black Betty. That came out today. I was working out.
My pretty,
it's like, goddamn right. And those guys look like they got lots of gonorrheas.
Probably.
Straight out of the 70s.
It takes one hit, man. You just play that hit, yeah, and women just fall on you. Mm-hmm. But anyways, be more specific. Let us know what kind of music you like. But try those artists.
Yeah.
Lumineers. I like those guys. You know?
I got nothing.
You want something more dancey? I like One Republic. Those guys are good. Little Ed Sheeran. I'm sure you know all these.
Yes. Fuck, Mary, Kill, Celebrity Edition number 35. Female wrestlers number 15. Let's see if this works. Now,
have you ever confirmed
no,
that
I
he knows
fucking,
what the fuck he's
I
talking
trust
about?
Him with my trust life, you. Almost.
I have no idea.
Mandy Rose.
Oh, hello. Oh, wow. That is a lot of booty.
Yeah. Sasha Banks. I think we've seen her before.
Yeah, it's not that interesting. I'm killing her.
Zelina Vega.
We're going to fuck Zelina. We're going to marry the first. Actually, that's a tough one. I might have to marry Zelina. I like
she's
that.
She's got a titty tattoo.
I like it. Yeah, I'm going to marry her.
She
seems like she's fun. Kill the middle one.
Yeah, middle one's dead. I'm marrying the first one. Fucking the last one.
Okay.
Acknowledge.
I do not this week. Do you have anything?
I have something. I had to edit myself. Move along here.
You have to edit yourself.
Well, I'm trying to pull this up again. Playing these games with the computers.
What the hell's happening?
Guy driving. This guy on a motorcycle. This guy with a dildo and honk.
What the fuck?
This doesn't sound safe. That's not safe. You can't fucking Richard Nixon someone while he's fucking on his motorcycle. Come on, man.
That's crazy.
That's not fair. You shouldn't do that to people.
That's the best. Is that stage or what?
I would hope so. I hope you know that guy because you can't just put a dildo on someone's motorcycle helmet.
You get killed for that.
Yeah, or he could fucking just ran his bike over, right?
That's crazy.
His little scooter?
I like it.
Come on, a moped?
Dildo to the forehead.
Yeah.
The world would be a lot happier place if more people just got dildoed.
You know what? I'm thinking we should just get a box of them and just start hucking dildos at people randomly.
I'm all for
it. On the highway.
You can send people chocolate dicks. I discovered this recently. Dicks by mail. Chocolate
so,
dicks.
So it's all about, right?
Yeah. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. Still doing that. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Rivet. Thanks for playing.